And, you know, I love when I see people who are laughing, enjoying the moment. And, you know, whenever you go to Pratha, you always feel this positive energy inside you.
Welcome to One Day in Vienna. Our guests today, Rahul Raman.
Name Rahul Raman. Geburtsland Indien. Ankunft in Wien 2019. Familienstand verpartnert. Beruf Programmierer.
I'm your host, Lauren Love, and welcome to this podcast where we're going to be uncovering those memorable anecdotes about this magical city that, let's face it, we all love and hate in moments. The expats featured on this show will be enlightening us as to how they navigated becoming a local in Vienna, often with a splattering of hilarious culture clashes to boot. Hello, and today I'm joined by the wonderful Rahul Raman, outside an architectural icon of the city, the Karlskirche. Hello, Rahul.
Hello, Lauren. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm fabulous. Thank you.
It's a really hot day, so it I'm is. Really... we'll bear with ourselves together. Rahul, what brought a New Delhi man like yourself to Vienna?
Do you believe in destiny and the destination?
Yes.
Yes. So that's my answer. Like, destiny brings me to my destination. That's Vienna. Love brings me to Vienna. So I'm partnered with an Austrian guy from Carinthia. And I met him back in India in 2017. I was working with an IT firm over there, and he was there just for the work purposes. And we met. And after that, it was a connection which brings me here. I'm partnered with him now. And that's what it brings to me, Vienna.
And are you here to stay?
Yes, now I'm living here from last 5 years now. So, I completed 5 years. That's really a thing for me. But yes, definitely, it's most beautiful years of my life so far right now.
Rahul, you've brought us to the Karlskirche today, an icon architecture piece in Vienna. Why have you brought us here? Is it your favorite place?
It is. Do you see how beautiful it is? Yes, this is very close to my heart. And, you know, whether it's winter, whether it's summer, it has some vibes. And it's very close to my heart. I will tell you why it is very close to my heart. Apart from that, I love Vienna. There are a lot of places, I would say. The other places I like in Vienna is like Pratha. It always brings a child inside me. And, you know, I love when I see people who are laughing, enjoying the moment. And, you know, whenever you go to Pratha, you always feel this positive energy inside you. Apart from that, I also like this Donau Insel, which is like very beautiful place in Vienna. I go there for watching the beautiful sunsets, boating. And, you know, Vienna has a life. Vienna is like very beautiful. It just moves you with the flow. So my recommendation would be like Karlsplatz. Then I would say Rathaus, then I would say Donauinsel. These are my favorite places. And for the drinks, I will recommend to you Village. They have the best Elite.
And One Day in Vienna celebrates expats' special days that they've experienced whilst living here. I'm dying to hear yours.
Definitely. You know, now I would like to answer you why this place is very important to me. The best day was like, you know, back in India, I was not coming out to my family, you know, and I moved to Vienna without even telling them that why I'm moving to Vienna. I just told them I got a job, but they didn't knew because, you know, back in India, it was very strange. And, you know, I'm the only son in my family. So it was very hard for my mom to understand, like, why I'm moving and everything. But somehow she knew it. And this was the place. I was sitting there on the Karlskirche. And suddenly my mom asked me by herself, like, can I ask you one thing? I was like so thrilled. I thought, okay, what's the stone now? And then she asked me like, are you gay? Believe me, I was like frozen. I was sitting here and something changed in me. And, you know, there were so many moments I could have accepted. I wanted to tell her that, yes, mom, I am. But sometimes I didn't have this energy or tellingness. And on that day, I gave her two shocks. I said, yes, I'm gay. And I'm partnered. So,
oh my goodness.
So she didn't even know. Yeah. I'm very excited to tell you about the story because, you know, it's very different. Like, to be honest, I will start from the scratch. Like, you know, when I met my partner, he said, I'm from Austria. You know, Australia, you know, simple, stupid question, you know. I said, okay, Austria. And then I Google it, where is Austria? I didn't knew where I'm moving. And, you know, but when you find the right one, I guess that's the time when you don't think so many things. You just move with the flow. And I moved in and I'm happy about it.
And do you feel that you can be yourself in Vienna? Finally, you can be Rahul.
Yes.
In Österreich dürfen gleichgeschlechtliche Paare seit 2019 heiraten. Auch die Adoption von Kindern ist seit 2016 für gleichgeschlechtliche Paare erlaubt. Es gibt außerdem Gesetze, die Menschen vor Diskriminierung aufgrund ihrer sexuellen Orientierung und Geschlechtsidentität schützen. Das bedeutet, dass niemand wegen seiner LGBT-Identität schlechter behandelt werden darf, zum Beispiel am Arbeitsplatz oder bei der Wohnungssuche. Es gibt viele LGBT-Organisationen und Veranstaltungen wie die Pride-Parade in Wien. Trotzdem gibt es immer noch Herausforderungen und Vorurteile, mit denen die LGBT-Community konfrontiert ist. Und es ist wichtig, weiterhin für Gleichberechtigung und Akzeptanz zu kämpfen.
Before I was coming one time and that was also very beautiful for me because, you know, my partner invited me to Vienna in 2018, first time. And this was my first time moving outside of India, taking the long flight and going to a country where you don't know anyone, nothing. But believe me, it was the most beautiful evening I can remember. I just landed out. I was scared like hell whether he will be there to receive me or not. You know, there's butterflies in your stomach and everything. Of course, he was there with a bouquet, roses and everything. And I just melted with the flow. And yes, after that, I never looked back. Of course, I go visit my family twice a year now. And I guess my mother is also happy knowing the reality about me. Because now I don't have to lie or to tell any other things which I was doing before. And I guess this was the reason, like, she was always afraid, like, what I'm doing, what I'm not doing. But now I guess things are better and I'm very happy. And now she's coming next week, first time to Vienna.
Oh,
I invited my mom and sister.
Where are you going to be taking her?
Yes, like, we are planning to stay 1 week in Vienna. And then 1 week we are going to Innsbruck. And then from Innsbruck to Salzburg, Salzburg to Hallstatt to see
all
the beauty.
And did you have any, I mean, India's really, really different to Austria. Really different to Europe, you know. Did you have any other significant culture clashes?
I would say, like, you know, I'm coming from India and I cannot compare. Now both are my houses, you know. If I'm back in India, I miss Austria. And if I'm in Austria, I miss India. But in India, like, just in New Delhi, the population is something like 20 million, you know. It's so many people, so many diversity, so many colors and everything. Vienna is very beautiful, but somewhere I missed that in the starting, you know, when you don't know the people, when you don't know the language. It was very hard for me in the starting ages because I didn't knew. But then slowly, gradually, I make my friends, I make my circle, and now it's amazing.
And do you speak German? What's your relationship like with German?
Well, with German, I play hide and seek. That's what I would say. No, I speak German. I completed like B1 level because it was required for my visa. And of course, it is important for me to learn German and speak German because if I'm planning my life to stay in Vienna, of course, I should speak German. And apart from that, okay, German is like, for me, it's a very vocal language. There are words which I cannot say. First, you have to speak very slowly when you're speaking German. But I would say, like, you know, people are very happy. People really appreciate when you try to make an effort of speaking German.
And do you have any, like, favorite Austrian German words that you can share with us that you find amusing or you love saying?
There are always good words and bad words. Which words would you like to say?
Any word. Give us them all.
When I was coming, so it was always the words were so long in German, you know. For example, I say Entschuldigung. It's a very common word you say for a lot of reasons, like for politeness and for excuse me and everything. But yeah, so my favorite word, I would say Schatz.
Yeah.
And
why do you love Schatz?
Schatz is like love, bring happiness. And, you know, it's like, you know, if you just say Schatz to anyone, he will either laugh. He will just give you a smile. So
yeah,
that's close to me.
Das österreichische Kosewort Schatz wird oft verwendet, um eine geliebte Person liebevoll anzusprechen. Es kann sowohl für den Partner oder die Partnerin als auch für Kinder oder enge Freunde verwendet werden. Schatz bedeutet wörtlich ein wertvoller Gegenstand. Der Ursprung des Wortes Schatz liegt im althochdeutschen Wort Skatz, das Wert oder Reichtum bedeutete. Im Laufe der Zeit hat sich die Bedeutung erweitert und wird jetzt auch als liebevolle Bezeichnung für Menschen verwendet. Es zeigt Zuneigung und Verbundenheit und ist in Österreich sehr verbreitet.
What tips or advice would you give a fresh expat in Vienna?
Well, I would say if you are planning to move to Vienna, it's a very beautiful city. My advice would be start learning German because, you know, this is important. If you are coming as a tourist, it's a different city, it's very nice. But if you are coming for the work purpose, at least have a scratch of having a German. Apart from that, you know, believe in yourself, believe in the country, it's very welcoming. Of course, maybe sometimes rude, sometimes harsh, but it's all in you, you know. If you bring the diversity, then it's all upon you, how you make the changes, how you adapt, and how you succeed. Apart from this, like, when I moved in, like, it was really very hard for me to find the job in Vienna. Coming back from the IT sector and everything, like, it was a struggle for me to find a job for 2 years, but maybe I would say it was the COVID as well. And, you know, it changed the whole scenario.
Now you feel you're really integrated in your work.
Finally, finally, like after a journey of 2 years, finally I got my dream job. I'm working for WWF, which is itself, it's a brand, nature, animal and everything. And also I would like to tell you this thing, like Vienna gave me this wings to fly with my identity, what I am. And I'm proud to be gay. I'm open in my office. Everyone respect me. Everyone loves me. And this was something which was lacking behind in India back. I was never 100%. Whatever I do, I was somewhere suppressed. But I'm happy now. I have my life. I have my beautiful house, my partner. What else you expect?
Aww.
Thank you.
Vienna let you be you.
Sorry?
Thank you for sharing your beautiful, beautiful story with us, Rahul.
Thank you so much for inviting me. And I really love it.
Aww.
The only last message for me is like, spread love, be happy. And wish you all a very happy Pride.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing your story with us today.
Auf
Wiederhören.
Auf Wiederhören. Tschüss.
Tschüss.
You love Vienna too and want to learn German? Innes Vienna will get you there. Vienna's best language school offers a variety of courses and trainings at different levels, at different times, and at different intensities. All information about Innes Vienna and today's guests can be found in the show notes. And there we also explain all other German words, terms, and Viennese areas from this episode. Thanks for listening. Auf Wiederhören!